أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we are in the month of Muharram. This is the first of Muharram. And one of the things that we do is what we call azadari. That's going to remain for life. The culture may be different. The difference does not make one better than the other. We talked about fasting yesterday. Well, today let's look at the other things that we do, especially in the first 10 days of Muharram. One of the things that is recommended to do throughout our years, throughout our life, is whenever we drink water, to recite, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace be upon you, ya Aba Abdullah. Now, there's a Japanese author, scientist called Masaru Emoto, who researched the effect of human consciousness on water. And when he said some good words on water and then froze them and looked at their crystals, they had pretty patterns. When he looked at evil words that were said on water and then he looked at those crystals, they were deformed crystals. So there is an absolute effect on that. So starting from today and forevermore, to do that whenever we see water, whenever we drink water. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, talking to Rayyan ibn Shabib, said, Ya ibn Shabib, if you weep on the afflictions of Hussein, such as tears fall upon your cheeks, Allah will forgive your sins, whether big or small, less or large in number, Ya ibn Shabib. If one tear is thrown into the pit of Jahannam, its heat will subside. Keep with you a mindil, a handkerchief of tears, and ask your home people to keep it at such a place where they find it so they can bury it with you. It has an amazing effect. I had a teacher, and this teacher of mine was a reciter. And she tells me that her teacher died on the 8th of Muharram. And she said, I was asked to take her place to recite the Muharram majlises in the morning. She said, as soon as I'd finished, I ran to the place where they were giving her ghusl and kafan. And I went there and they were just about to put her kafan on her. And I said, where is her mindil? Where is her handkerchief? The handkerchief on which she cried the tears of Hussein, for they were so important to her. And she said, they told me that they couldn't find it. So she said, I had one in my hand. And she said, I put it in my teacher's hand. She said, Wallah, I saw her hand close over the handkerchief and tears flow from her eyes. Please do not underestimate the tears for Hussein. Another thing that we do is we recite Latmiya or Marthiya or Nohas or eulogies in the name of Imam Hussein. Imam Sadiq was sitting with a group of people from Kufa when Ja'far ibn Affan entered. Imam welcomed him and said, come sit close to me. And he said, oh, Ja'far, I hear you recite eulogies for Hussein and you recite well. He started to recite. Those around him started weeping with a wet beard. And Imam said, oh, Ja'far, the angels close to Allah have descended and they hear your verses. They weep like us. Allah has reserved Jannah for you and at this moment has forgiven your sins. Ja'far, do you want to hear more? And he said, yes. Imam said, there is none who recites eulogies for Imam Hussein and weeps and makes others weep, except that Allah makes Jannah wajib for him and forgives him. This is to be able to understand the purpose of life so that we have freedom to be enslaved only to divinity. Now, Marthiyas will be in different languages. It doesn't matter. It's to get the message across, to awaken human consciousness, to bring a realization of being able to reach our full potential and obviously the realization of what legacy we're going to leave. On that note, it is also the majalis that we talk about. You know, a majlis actually means a meeting or a session or gathering. It comes from jalasa, to sit, somewhere where people gather together to sit. It's now been, you know, the moment you say majlis, you think the majlis of Imam Hussein. Imam Sadiq, talking to Fudayl ibn Ayyas, says, do you organize majalis to recall the martyrdom of Hussein? And when he said yes, Imam said, may Allah bless you. I highly approve of such gatherings. Then we have to understand the symbolism. You know, the problem is not what we do, it's a lack of understanding. For example, when we beat our chests, the beating of the chest is symbolic to the fact that we will not see oppression, not allow it and watch it to happen. You know, the processions we have, it's how we convey the message to others. When we look at the Alam, for example, it symbolizes the value of the loyalty and the valor of Hazrat Abbas. The water bag emphasizes the thirst of the children. What are we doing for the thirsty children in the world? The cradle symbolizes the innocence of the Shahada of Karbala. The horse symbolizes a riderless horse where the leader is no more. You know, when people don't understand, we have to educate them. Nobody talks to the Alam or worships these things. They are there as symbols to be able to explain to us that we will not see oppression. We will be Husseini and not Yazidi. You know, I was reading somewhere about 9/11. When the people could not get the body of their loved ones, they decided to have a funeral service with an empty coffin. The fire engine brought the coffin and buried it. So the tabut has a symbolic meaning. Imam, if it was possible for us, we would not have left your body without burial on the sands of Karbala. It's a way of showing the lack of decency of Yazid's forces. There was no decency even to bury a body. So let's try this Muharram to understand Azadari and make sure that it's not only lip service. That through this we understand standing up for the truth, finding our full potential, reaching out for it, and leaving a legacy, leaving the world a better place than what we found it in. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ